Richard, you start your column off with this scene that could be from a David Fincher movie, something very abnormal and strange happening in a suburban neighborhood. What was that scene and when did it happen?
Terrifying time in the early 1970s when about a half a dozen new, well-kept, occupied ranch houses in a certain section of Metairie started suddenly exploding. And I mean completely exploding, people and all. So upon a little bit further investigation, it was revealed that that particular section of kind of central West Metairie was built upon, of course, drained swamp, but it had a particularly thick level of peat or organic matter. And so when municipal drainage removed the water content, essentially the bottom fell out beneath these slabs, brittle gas lines cracked. Gas accumulated in the cavity beneath the house, sometimes up in the attic, and then someone would come home, plug in a toaster oven, light a cigarette, and the whole house would explode.
Wow, people must have been shocked and scared, and how did they figure out that that's what was causing it, that it was subsidence?
Investigations were done, and in short order, new coding came in place, new policies, whereby new construction on slabs had to be set upon a grid of pilings that were hammered into the more consolidated material a number of feet down. And that essentially cured the symptom, but of course it didn't cure the larger problem of soil subsidence.
We're familiar with that term mostly when we talk about things like Louisiana's master plan for coastal restoration. And it's thought of as something that maybe is occurring more widely across the region. We don't often get such a specific example of it as a house exploding because of it.
In fact, it's urban subsidence that is a whole lot faster and deeper than what you see outside the levee walls. So even as our surrounding coastal wetlands are sinking vertically and eroding laterally, it's only the urbanized area within the levee system and within the urban drainage system that has sunk by 50% below sea level. The vast majority of our sinking below sea level is on account of the turn of the century installation of this very sophisticated municipal drainage system. So what this did was, by design, it lowered the groundwater. It removed water from the soil that opened up cavities. So right now, both the city proper as well as the metropolis south of Lake Pontchartrain are 50% still above sea level, which is the good news. The bad news is we used to be roughly 100% above sea level.
And a lot of these places that are facing the worst subsidence are relatively new developments. They're suburban areas where people expanded once single-family homes became more affordable. Why did people end up settling in these low areas?
Because we convinced ourselves that technology solved the quote-unquote problems of limited natural topography and hydrology. We gained a false sense of security from the erection of levees and flood walls, and upon installing the drainage system, we thought we no longer had to worry about the water outside our house.
So where do we go from here? We live in a city then with a lot of development in places that are still facing subsidence, this drying out of the soil. What can a city like New Orleans do about this?
Well, one thing you cannot do is reinflate urban soils. Now, you can, for rural undeveloped areas, you could bring in river diversions, you could bring in new sediment, but if you've built a city on top of these, you cannot go back in and puff them up again. What you can do is make an effort to keep them as wet as possible by slowing down runoff, storing as much as possible on the landscape to recharge that groundwater. Building above the grade, up on piers the way we used to, on pilings as opposed to slabs on grade.
So while at the time, 100 years ago, it seemed like this modern miracle to be able to drain wetlands and build on them and protect ourselves from floods with levees, maybe that thinking needs to change.
I think one of the lessons we could take away from this is that, look, we've put over a century, in some cases three centuries, of decisions and thought and investments into the creation of this built environment. And there's certain portions that we just have to live with it. One lesson we can take away is that we should think long and hard before erecting more levees and draining more areas on this deltaic plain so that we don't repeat this.
Richard Campanella is professor of geography at the Tulane School of Architecture. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, and thank you.